So over here and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories, so you better keep watching because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up? It's Joey Fatone, and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. But you're listening to it right now.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories. And thank you, Barry Manilow. I'm Dawn Reese. I have a new show segment, and it's called Dawn Reese Miracle Story TV Network. And before we start, I'm so excited to have Patty here from Soap This. And this is Dawn Reese Entertainment News, what's happening in our area coming up. So, Patty, welcome. Before our major miracle story, to my left, Butch is with me. And Patty is Soap This on Facebook. Don't turn this channel. I know you're picking your kids up from school. You're driving around Clearwater, and you're watching us on the World Wide Web on Tantalk Radio Network. So, Patty, what is happening with these gorgeous men that are coming to Clearwater?
Well, we have our first event since COVID happened a year and a half ago, so we're so excited. It's called the Holiday Bash. It's going to be December 4th in Clearwater. And we have two actors from Young and the Restless, Jordy Villasuso, who plays Ray Rosales, and Sean Dominic, who plays Dr. Nate Hastings. And we have Jacob Young, who used to be years ago on All My Children, General Hospital, and recently he was on Bold and Beautiful.
See, mine was Young and Restless growing up, for sure.
And so you don't want to miss this great event. It's a fundraiser for Sunshine Foundation, which is a charity that helps underprivileged children, children that are abused, seriously ill children. So it's a great charity. And you want to support this great event. It's going to be a holiday event full of raffle gifts, auction items, dinner, cocktail hours, and photo shoots.
Well, you know, it's really amazing, Patty, with all of the events that you've put together. I've enjoyed it so much, and you give so many amazing gifts and door prizes. It's fabulous. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You go to tickets. You go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. Again, that's soapthis.ticketleap.com. And if you have any questions, contact myself at 727-210-5143. Like I said, you don't want to miss this great event. It's going to be a lot of fun for the holidays. The venue is revealed after you buy your ticket.
So is there an incentive for anybody out there that says, hey, I'm in a 55 and over, or I've got a bunch of friends at work, and if they sell so many tickets, would you give them a deal off of theirs?
Yes, I would.
Oh, I like that.
If somebody would sell me 10 tickets, they can come for free.
10 tickets for free, and then you can hang out with the stars. And what I really enjoy is they talk about their life. You can sit with them for lunch, a cocktail
party.
Dinner. Yeah.
Yes. You get the choice. When you buy your ticket, which is a VIP ticket, you get the choice of sitting with one of these three actors for dinner.
We'll be there. I can't wait.
The general admission ticket also includes everything. The photo shoot, which we give to everybody. You get a photo shoot, a picture, an 8x10 picture taken by my photographer with the actors. And we get that picture developed so they can sign everybody's picture. Mm-hmm. Then there's a cocktail hour. Then there's a dinner. After that, the actors, we do question answer period. We have the raffle gifts and auction items. So it's going to be a great night. You don't want to miss this great event. Again, visit soapthis.ticketleap.com for your tickets.
Very cool. That's right here in Clearwater, our local entertainment news. Also, you've got something popping up in August, right?
Also, in August is a virtual event that we're doing with actor Eric Martsoff and Stacy Hudak from Days of Our Lives. It's August 21st. And again, that's go to our Soap This Facebook page, and you will see all the information. For those tickets, Again, give me a call at 727-210-5143. It's $99 for an hour and 45 minutes with the two actors, 35 minutes with, an hour for $35 with the two actors, and $25 just being virtual on the event. Again, you put the money into our PayPal account, which is soapthis@outlook.com. For any questions, again, give me a call at 727-210-5143. Hope to see you at both events. Thank you.
Thank you. And her commercial will be running, so you will be hearing that during your drive time to Clearwater Beach and picking up your children and out and about coming home from work. Thank you so much, Patty, for being here.
You're welcome.
Awesome. And we're going to be right back. We're going to play a little of that Miracle Story song with Barry Manilow. We'll be right back with our Miracle Story. And his name is Butch. He's sitting here. And I want to thank Christy Boyles because she's the one that introduced me to him. And we'll be right back. Enjoy. Thank you. This is Dawn Reese Miracle Story TV Network, and I'm so glad you joined me. And I'm here because Christy Boyles. I have actually met this amazing man and his Miracle Story journey. And welcome, Butch. And Butch, how are you today?
I'm doing great. First, I want to tell y'all thank you for letting me be on here.
Thank you. So, you know, tell us, you know, before I start all this, when we first met you, where did we meet you? You were at a rehab place, right?
I was at Highland Pines. I was actually unresponsive for a year and a half.
You said unresponsive. Explain. Let's go to the beginning, because we want to tell everybody your story. What happened to you?
Well, in 2013, I had a motorcycle accident in South Carolina, not wearing a helmet, just like Florida has a no-helmet law, too. And a deer ran out in front of me, and I hit the deer.
So you had no helmet on?
No helmet on, and I hit my head on the road and broke my skull. I damaged 3 of the 4 lobes of my brain. So I have a traumatic brain injury from it now. But I've had 16 surgeries to my head.
Wow.
While I was waiting for a surgery to my head, I had a allergic reaction to an antibiotic and went unresponsive like a vegetable for a year and a half. I couldn't talk. I couldn't stand up. My left arm was paralyzed. My left leg was paralyzed. But really, if it was not for the... I'm not really the true miracle story. If it was not for the great people that supported me around me, I wouldn't be where I am today.
You're right. I want to back up because you had said that when you are in the motorcycle accident, somebody came up to save you.
Yes.
What happened?
Someone came up when I had my motorcycle accident. Someone on his way to work at VC Summer Nuclear Plant in South Carolina stopped and called the ambulance and the police and all. If it wasn't for him, I may not even be here talking to you today.
Wow. Have you kept in touch with him at all?
I have never been able to get a hold of him. I've tried to call the police department. But with statutes of limitation, all that runs out to where I've never been able to get a hold of the gentleman and thank him ever.
You know, that could have been an angel, too. You never know, because God has timing with everything, and what I've been seeing in my life, you know, and all that's going on, you just don't know what happens when there's a timing with somebody to help save you. As your mother, wow, what I want to tell you, to have a mother like you have is a true treasure and a major blessing, because she went to rehab every single day to help you out. And what happened when she would go and see you every day?
Well, when I had my accident, my mom got notified. She was 2 weeks out of having cancer.
Well, I'm going to have you move over here. Let everybody see you in the camera. You have to move over because we've got 2, 3, 4 cameras here. You got Facebook. We got YouTube. There you go. There you go. Okay. So we want to see there. You can see him, that he's doing amazing now as well. What's your mom's name?
My mother actually is my medical miracles person, because she was 2 weeks out of cancer and just given 18 months to live.
And here she is coming by you every single day.
8 years later, she is still here. I'm living at home with her, and she's still caring for me. And she would film me every day when I was in the rehab facility learning how to walk again.
What's your mom's name?
Phyllis Simmons.
And she's out in the car listening in the cool
she's
air.
She's in the car listening to on the radio.
Well, what would you like to tell your mother from the heart? What would you like to tell her?
Well, she knows that I tell her all the time. I thank her so much. I love her to death, and anything I could ever do for her, I possibly would if I could physically do it.
Well, you know, you have a story that, you know, could be made into a movie. You know that.
Right.
Have you thought about that?
Well, I've tried to get a hold of, like, Ron Howard, or, well, I emailed Ron Howard a couple months ago, and he actually sent it to Tom Hanks.
Mm.
And Tom Hanks ended up emailing me back.
So, you know, we have a lot of Christian film directors that are out there. And I know Christy's saying a little bit closer. She's like, Phyllis is awesome. We love her. And so, you know, we have so many out there from the International Christian Film Festival and people that are looking for the next movie or, you know, Lifetime movie. And especially with you hitting a deer. And you were also, tell us, you were a wrestler. You were in the movies.
Yes, I was a pro wrestler for the WWF. And I was in 4 different movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've lived a really good, extravagant life. And buying a Harley Davidson was the worst choice I ever done.
But you did not have a helmet on, right?
Right.
Right.
And that was the second choice.
Right. I know.
Which is just like in Florida, it gets hot and people don't want to wear their helmet because it's so hot and humid underneath them. And that's why they go without them, just like I did.
When the accident happened and you were in the ambulance, what were you thinking of? What was going through your head at that time?
Well, see, I was in a coma for a month and a half right after my accident.
I didn't know that. Wow.
So when I was in a coma for a month and a half, I would sit there and pray to God every day to please help me through this. And I said, whatever you tell me I got to do, I'm going to do it.
So that, you know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, my pastor was talking about something. He was talking about a couple weeks ago. He said, Pastor Joe was saying, you know, most people don't call on God until there's something serious that happens in their life. Did you, were you, you know, going to church or anything before that? Or how was your lifestyle before that?
Yes, we would go. Growing up, my mother and father would take us to church. I'm a Catholic, and we'd go to Christ the King Catholic Church in Miami, Florida, and we'd all be part of the church. I was actually an altar boy at the church.
Okay, okay.
So yeah, I feel like being an altar boy actually gave me closer to God to help me through what I've been through.
Well, you know, because my son just passed away about a month ago.
Right.
And, you know, he was only 34 years old, and that's why I took a little break from radio. And I'll tell you, God has really changed my life so much more. My prayer life is even stronger. I can't explain it. Something has happened inside of me. And, you know, if there's a testimony for anybody to give, and I have one for sure with how I'm getting through this, people are like, Dawn, you look so different. And I'm like, it's the glory of God. It really is. And so what is your prayer life like now? What is your, like, what do you do during the day? Do you get up in the morning and I see your artwork?
I get up every morning and make my bed, no, just like I always did. And one thing I do now is anybody that's disabled and has a caretaker, the caretaker ends up needing a break sometime.
Mm.
So they end up needing a break from the person they're caring for. So what I do now, I go to an adult daycare 3 days a week. And I go to Maria's Adult Daycare in Clearwater, and she also has a place in Seminole. But I'm gonna tell you what, that is one of the best things I've ever done.
You know, what is amazing is sitting here, Christy Boyles is on here, and he said, you know, she said, you had hit your head. What happened to your head?
I actually broke my skull and damaged 3 of the 4 lobes of my brain.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And, you know, you called me after a show a couple weeks ago, and you said, hi, Dawn, it's Butch. And I'm like, who, but what? And you're talking, and you're telling me, you're sending me artwork, and I'm so impressed of what God has done in your life. And when did your accident happen? How many years ago from today?
My accident is 8 years ago, but I'm going to tell you what. Before my accident, I had a plumbing company for 15 years. That's where my head's
at. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This was his head here. And here, so I, you know, I'm showing we're live here. Amazing, amazing what God has done in your life, and here you are. And you know, what does it say? You know, I met somebody when my son had passed away, and he said, "Go read Thessalonians." And I'm reading the Bible of, you know, God will give you a little bit of grieving, and that's thank God, because you know I have my moments. But there's also a time where God says, "When you are ready, I will take you home," and you aren't ready to go home because God has a plan for you.
Well,
and
the thing is, I laugh at people all the time. When I had my accident, I tell them, even the people at the adult daycare, they would sit there and say, God has a mission for you to handle after because you're still around. I say, yeah. I said, God said, Butch Stanley, I don't want you now. And the devil said, Butch Stanley, hell no.
Well, you know, what was amazing, too, is you're into your art. Tell me about your artwork, what you're doing. Now, you said you couldn't really move your hands either.
Well, I never even drew before I had my accident.
And when I met you, how was your mobility on your hands and your wrist? You can move them. Okay. But yeah. You never drew before. But you look like a major cartoon artist. Now.
Well, I do a lot of cartoons, a lot of flowers, and a lot of clowns. And
that's amazing. Are you selling your artwork? Do you have like
no,
a website?
I don't sell nothing. I don't try to make money on nothing. I give it away to a lot of the elderly people that are at the dog daycare.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I mean, some of the elderly people, they really love my drawings and all, especially the flowers and all. So I actually just go and I got a printer in my room, so I'll make copies of them that I drew, and I would actually pass them out at the daycare.
Wow, that's amazing. So we have some questions if anybody would like to call in and ask him a question, 727-441-3000. What would you like to tell anybody else that's going through this? Or maybe they have somebody in their family member that doesn't wear a motorcycle helmet. Or what would you like to say to somebody that's driving and their teenager or their loved one has this, you know, a motorcycle that they don't wear a helmet? What would you like to tell those people out there that are listening?
Well, the number one thing I want to tell people, and I'm actually writing a book on it now, is I'd like to tell them never to give up.
Never give up.
No matter how hard it is, and no matter what you're going through, don't never give up, because it will get better.
So you're writing a book.
Yes.
And what's the book going to be called?
Never Give Up.
Never Give Up. So have you started the book yet?
Yes.
I have a gentleman that's going to be on in about 2 weeks, G.W. Trolley. He actually has a help where you can help write a book. He's helping Christians write books. And, you know, it's very easy to what he does, his program that he does. So I definitely want to hook you up with that, too.
Well, one thing that I've learned about writing a book is something I've never done before. But one thing I've learned about is the number one thing to help a book sell is you don't always write about yourself. It's not always, I did this, I did that.
Interesting, yep. Yep. And, you know, with God giving him all the glory and honor in your life and where you're being taken to, where God's taking you on this new journey, here you are talking and smiling and laughing. And when you called me, you said, Don, I'm walking. How long were you in a wheelchair?
I was in a wheelchair for 4 years.
4 years. God bless your mother, Phyllis. I'll tell you, that's amazing. She was there every single day. What dedicated love that is. And God sent her, you know, just to minister to you. And what were the words that your mom would say to you to encourage you? Do you remember anything?
Well, mainly, she would always do, if you watched the other day, Jimmy Johnson on the Hall of Fame, when he got the Hall of Fame, His speech was a lot like my mom. His speech would say that his number one thing as a coach would bring the best out of somebody.
Ah.
So my mom would always try to bring the best out of me instead of just letting me be a vegetable and laying there. She knew I had the best in me, and she was going to push me to get the best.
Amazing. That is amazing. Like I said, all you Christian film directors out there, anybody that is interested, please get in touch with us. Tommy, you have a question? Oh, someone called. He's not in my Facebook. Okay, how about now? We're trying to get him on camera. Is that the Facebook is here? Okay, let's try this again over here. All right, we need to check out our Facebook options here and make sure that you're on camera. We got about four different things here. Okay, there, Butch, we can see you a little bit there, so we need to move you. I'm going to move over this way. And let's go to that one song that I have at the end. Let's play that, just a little bit of my favorite music. It was one of my songs that I had for closing, but we're going to play that now while we just kind of switcheroo here. And hope you enjoy this. And if you're looking for a good church, beaminghope.org. I'll tell you, I'm going to Bible study tomorrow, as well as Women's Fellowship coming up, Men's Fellowship, Kids Flip Night. And they just gave away a ton of backpacks. It was so amazing. And I also want to thank my husband. SunKissCharters.com is within about a week and a half away. SunKissCharters.com with a 37-foot endeavor with two captains, first mate. And so start to book your charters now out in the Gulf of Mexico. We'll be right back. Enjoy. Okay, we're okay, so that's I sent my engineer a couple. I haven't been on air for 4 weeks. That's with our record label at 3:30 with one of our artists calling in. So this one is a Christian song. I think I sent you, Tommy, like the miracle story, and then use this song for the end. Well, is he looking for that here? We're so excited to have you join us. I know. I think it's one of the emails. Did you find it, Tommy? Okay, so we'll be right back. That song is coming up with a record label and his artist at 3:30. So stay tuned, and we have a solar company here at 3 o'clock. So stay tuned. We're still having Miracle Stories, TV Network with Don Reese and Butch right here in our studios. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. into the darkness you shine.
We're back, and I just want to tell everybody, you know, before we go into the second part of your miracle story, you know, my son had passed away a month ago, and on the 7th, right before my birthday, and he was 34 years old. And you know, I'll tell you, people ask me, Dawn, how are you getting through this? And I will tell you, I'm getting up in the morning, I put my praise and worship on my Alexa, I clean my house that way. I listen to a lot of heaven stories, you know, people in heaven, that it really has softened my spirit about where he's at. And he's probably looking down at us going, oh my God, you guys are going through so much down there. you know, I'm in the real paradise. You think Florida's paradise. But I also will tell you, it's also, I take out my Bible and I read my Bible every morning. It wasn't periodically like before, you know, like I'd read it twice or three times a week. It is every single day. And, you know, that's what's getting me through this. And I want to tell you, find yourself a good church, because I didn't realize, I got to tell you something, Butch, before we come back on something which is amazing. I had an opportunity where I was in church last week, and I came in like the Tinkerbell spirit. I was very aggravated with my son. I was upset. Of course, we went through all these emotions. You got anger, you got, you know, different emotions. And I'm sitting there in church, and of course, this is my silent prayer to God. There's some beautiful praise and worship music on. And all of a sudden I said, okay, God, am I the only one here that's not happy today? I'm not happy. I'm not being a happy camper. Am I the only one that their son has passed away or their child has passed away and everybody seems happy? Now, you don't know what everybody's going through. Everybody is going through their own spiritual fear, something, whatever, health reasons, whatever it is. And I wasn't seeing that day. And I sat back down. I said, and I need to read the Bible more, of getting in the Word more than I have before. And I had my son's Bible, and which I have carry with me. And then there are a couple things that happened. There was a woman in front of me that goes to our church, and she turned around. Now, she did not hear my prayer. She turned around, and she whispered, she goes, Dawn, the lady in front of you, she has two sons that passed away, and one was murdered, and she's blind. And all of a sudden, it was like God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit was convicting me right there, going, you don't know who's in front of you and what is their life. But it was like that instant prayer, like instantly was turned around. And she didn't hear me say that. I was just whispering that to God, saying, okay, am I the only one? And then I opened up the Bible, my son's Bible, and I realized there was a one-year Bible that you could actually highlight. Because I jump around the Bible verses and go different, you know, things and try to memorize. So now I'm on a structure. And I'll tell you, with this world going as it is now and all the stuff that's going on, read Revelations and see what's happening and open your eyes. Because if you're not right with God, I'll tell you, things are happening in my life, little spiritual things. And that's what I wanted to tell everybody, with hope and inspiration of what I have gone through and with my son. And of course, you know, I miss him terribly. I miss his laugh. I miss his hugs. But I will tell you, God will get you through this, because we'll see him again. He's in another galaxy far, far away. I know there's a song, Galaxy Far, Far Away in Heaven. My engineer is looking at that one. I haven't found that song yet. It's out there. I think it's Star Wars, Galaxy Far, Far Away in Heaven. But let's go back to Butch here. And I just want to kind of give you a little bit of my testimony as well. We have about 25 minutes left. So, Butch, you know, when you were going through this as well, I'm going to have you come up to the microphone more. Tell us a little bit about what you had just told me during our break. You said something about when you were going through this, that you had a business way before this. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been an entrepreneur for multi-years. I had a plumbing company for 15 years. I also had a repo company for 5 years. And then also I drove a train for Norfolk Southern Railroad for 5 years.
How did this all change your outlook on life with your accident?
Well, the one thing I've noticed, when I was laying in the coma, I had a tracheotomy in my throat, a feeding tube in my stomach.
Wait, how long were you in the coma?
A month and a half.
Let me ask you, because I've heard things that if you're in a coma, could you hear anybody saying anything to your mother talking to you? Could you hear anything?
I could hear words, but I couldn't understand the words.
So you could understand that. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
I mean, it was kind of gurgly.
Okay, but you could hear something that was...
Yeah, I could hear something, but I didn't really understand it. And with my brain being damaged, I couldn't really understand either.
But your mom's a praying mom.
Yes.
She's a praying mother, and I'll tell you, and I'm sure she stood over you and prayed with you every single day that she was there. And when you started to come out of it, what happened? How did you come out of the coma?
Well, I was laying in the room, and the doctor started saying that music was the number one remedy for when you're having a brain injury. So they brought a lady in with a mandoline to play, mm-hmm. and she started playing music, And when she started playing music, that's when my toe started clicking to the sound.
Ah.
And my mom was surprised to see my toe moving.
Toes tapping.
Toe tapping to the music where Vandoline she was playing, and I was just getting along with the beat of the music. And so I started moving my toe, and then I started moving my finger. And
what kind of music? Do you remember the music that you were listening to?
I can't remember what the music is, but it was...
A toe tapping.
Yeah, it was a toe tapping music, and...
That's amazing, amazing. Well, here you are giving your testimony on the air, and you don't know where this is going to go from here.
No.
Who's going to pick this up, where it's going to go. You know, there's just, when you have your book that's written, and we have publishers, you know, we have a lady that's here. She has a show called Joy on Paper. Look at right there. She's Joy on Paper over there. And she's got a show on Tuesday and Thursday, and she helps writers as well. Amazing woman. And there's so much opportunity. You know, when I was at the International Christian Film Festival this year, and of course, Kevin Sober was there. We had so many people. Donnie Most was there from Happy Days. And everybody has a miracle story. And that's where this show is going now. And so if you have a miracle story, if God has touched your heart, we'd love to have you on the air with us. And I'd like to interview you ahead of time. And this is an opportunity that you can have where you could sell your book at a table. And you don't know what film director. I've seen it happen. Film directors coming up going, hey, that book needs to be into a movie of your life story and what God has done in your life. And number one is a praying mother, because a praying mother will get you through anything in life, if that's for sure. And so,
I've always wanted to make a movie of it. Not for me, but I got a sign in my room that says I want to inspire people, and I want people to say, because of you, I never gave up.
And
so I have that sign in my room, and I've always wanted to make a movie of what my life story was. And my journey that I was on, what I've been through.
Oh, okay. GW is on the phone here with us. GW, I have a gentleman that GW is going to be on in a couple weeks. He wants to write a book, or he started to write a book. GW, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So can you give him some advice about anybody out there as well listening to our airwaves? You're helping people write books. And can you give him some advice? Did you hear his miracle story so far?
I heard part of it.
He was in a motorcycle accident, hit a deer, was in rehab for 4 years, had a plate in his head. He couldn't walk. He was in a wheelchair, and he's sitting here now. He's walking and talking, and he's an artist, and now he wants to write a book of his life. And that's kind of like the synopsis.
Oh, that's awesome. It's always great to inspire other people, and we never know who we're going to touch to give them hope. And so one of the things that I would suggest is when you start and using a Word document, the most important thing is with the size, because you want to know what book size you're going to use, because as you're typing, everything will shift at the very end, because you're going to have to size it up however you're having it, either printed, you know, from a printer, or, you know, you're going to do Amazon Kindle. And so that's the very first part. Also, you would want to look at your title. So maybe go to GoDaddy and look and see if anybody else has that title, because you don't want to build your whole entire house, your foundation, on someone else's name.
That's important. Can you give everyone the link or your website they can go to and check out, you know, your books that you have as well? You're a Christian author. And GW, tell us how many books you have.
I'm working on book number 14.
14 books.
Well, see, right now I'm using Google Docs is what I'm putting it on, and typing it on Google Docs. It helps where your periods go and commas and all. It helps it all evaluate it better.
Is that a good spot for him to start?
I've never used that. I've used Celtic, which is a program used for script writers, and that kind of sounds like it does the same thing with the grammar, the punctuation, the spelling.
Right.
And then you can copy it and paste it.
Very cool. And you have a big event coming up in Orlando, which is a big Christian event. Tell us about that.
That is on the 27th, and that's going to be at E-Studios. And so what we're doing, we're talking about self-publishing and the do's and the don'ts and the things that make it easy, but they also have booths there to do audio books.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So what do they need to call or sign up for that? Because I'll be there.
and I can't wait to see you. It's going to be awesome. If they go to the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce and they go to the event, or they can go to my website, which is www.productionsbyfaith.com. It's in the blog section, and they can see that. So that's we're also filming a TV series there, too. So God has just opened a lot of doors, and we just have to walk through them.
You know, that's important because, you know, we're talking about having books written into movies, and with all these Christian film directors out there, is there any advice you'd like to give him?
So at the film festivals that I've been to, what started this year in Texas, before they'll just give you money, they're wanting to see a book, they're wanting to see followers, they're wanting to see merchandise, they're wanting to see all this already built before they'll even think about turning it into a movie. That's what they were telling us at those two events, which was Content 2020 in Texas, and then there was the International Christian Film Festival, which was in Orlando, and that was in May.
Right. ICFF.com, phenomenal. Like I said, that's so amazing, the people that we met there. And yeah, Christy Boyles was one of the volunteers. She did an amazing job out there. Fabulous. GW, you're coming in on, I think, of the 24th. Is that right?
Let's see. I believe it is. It is. I will be there on the 24th.
That's right. We're going to have an hour. He's coming in all the way from Orlando. And wait till you hear about what his life is like and more testimonies and miracle stories. And GW, anything else that you'd like to say before we close?
I would just say never give up. Always pray. And just go with what God puts on your heart, because there's so many dream killers out there that just do what God tells you to do.
That's right. That's right. And what an inspiration you are to the world and to me, because my son really enjoyed you when he was here on this earth. And he said, I like that guy, GW. And you had came in and you had prayed with me. And I'll tell you, and prayer does make a difference, you know. And I even take my husband's hand at night, and we're starting to pray at night together and do, you know, more things together. And I think, you know, I can't explain it, GW, but God has taken me in a whole different direction. A whole different direction. It's like a big U-turn. So this show is dedicated to my son, Nicholas, and he was a big fan of my show, and he would call me right after the show and go, Mom, what a great show. And this is how I came up with More Miracle Story TV Network with me and my guest. And I want to thank you so much for calling in today. I'll see you in about 2 weeks.
Awesome. All right, y'all have a great day.
Awesome. That was GW. He's a very inspirational man as well, and is helping people write books. So I'm going to send you his number and get you the link also that might help you out too writing your book.
Well, see, when I first got out of the coma, my mom knew I had such an exciting life. First thing she asked me, she said, Butch, what do you want to do now that you're disabled and you're not going to be able to work no more? And go back to the life you had, what do you want to do? I said, well, actually, Mom, what I'd love to do is go help wounded warriors.
Oh.
Let warriors that have been in services, let them know that their life can still continue on and still have a happy life.
That's right. That's right. I'll tell you, you have brought a lot of inspiration to our airways today, and on our, you can watch this show if you're driving, go, wow, what, that was a major, major miracle story. And having Butch here with me, you can go to Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube as well and watch this show afterwards. And so, hey, Tommy, could you find that song, God's Not Dead? I think God's Not Dead. He surely is alive. I'm so excited because Kevin Sorbo is going to be on the show pretty soon. I'm going to read his book. I had met him at the Tampa Comic Con. And Joey Fatone, that was one of the NSYNC, and he said he has a lot of miracle stories too. And so, I'm very excited about this new show that's coming up and what I'm doing and what I'm bringing to the airways. Because, you know, when you put God first, that's another thing I'm reading. I want to be honest with you. Butch, is a lot of people don't understand. Are they doing things for the worldly? Are they doing their business for the worldly, or are they doing it for God? You know, are you putting God first in everything that you do every single day? Do you pray about a situation? Do you pray about people in your life? Do you pray about different things that you should be involved in? And if you have any questions, yes, that's what I'm doing even more so. So if it helps you out there. And
well,
you,
that's just like I had a friend. I got a friend of mine that is at the daycare that I go to.
Right.
Well, her mother's getting ready to move, and she is disabled too from a stroke.
Mm.
So she's disabled too and needs help doing a lot of things. And so her mother was thinking on why she's closing on the house and all, putting her in a nursing home for 2 weeks while she was there. And then she has to have dialysis because she has kidney problems, and she goes to the adult daycare to be able to socialize with other people.
So God is using you with other people as
right.
well, you know, and you're inspiring other ones. And, you know, we can't take any of this with us. You know why? We can't take this all with us to heaven. What can we bring with us? Our people. And, you know, and I'm listening and reading more books about even in the Bible where it says, you know, how many people are you bringing to me? You know, what are you putting me first? You know, and this is really important, Butch. Well, we're going to play this song just while I'm looking for something real quick. Let's go to that song real quick, one of my favorites. We'll be right back. And we're back. You know, I just want to read something just to inspiration. Butch, I want to thank you so much for being here. And you're being a nice, cool car in a minute because your mother probably has that air conditioning cranked out there. But, you know, today before I was coming to the station, all of a sudden I'm like, God, what do you want me to read today? Something short and sweet, Ephesians 1:12 down here. It says, God saves you. And when you believe in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. The Spirit is God, guaranteeing that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to his own people. He did this so we could praise and glorify him. And just remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life and watch things happen. And I'll tell you, the hardest thing is to lose a son. you know, I've lost my parents a couple years back, 10 years back, but to lose a son that's 34 years old is the hardest thing on this entire planet to go through. And I've had people say, Dawn, the Spirit of God is all over you. I just see you shining. There are a lot of things that I have dropped in my life. And right now, my friends are like, Dawn, how come you're not calling me back? Right now, how come you're not? Right now, I'm getting into the Word. I'm getting into me. I'm getting into just physical activity, even more so riding my bike, just enjoying my husband and my life and my family. And that's what's most important. And you remember to pray at night. When you can't sleep, you get up at night. And trust me, I'm up at night and my hands are in the air and I'm praying over my husband for protection on ladders and, you know, him driving. And he's such an amazing man. He's helped our family so much and in our relatives and my sons and my grandchildren. He just has a heart of gold. And I just want to thank him for being the most amazing husband, because you don't really find that quality in so many people that like to give so much to other people. So all of my friends out there, if I'm not getting back to you so quickly, I'm still going through my process. And of course, you know, I grieve for maybe a 5-minute shower. I'm in the pool and I'm, you know, it's like a 5-minute thing going on with me. And of course, my engineer tells me I have 3 minutes. And I just want to thank you all for joining. Remember, we have drhollywoodconnections.com. Now, drhollywoodconnections.com, that is still up there. We have authors up there. We have, if you'd like to be up there, we have talent. If you're a producer, we have auditions up there. We have to update that because I had a 3-week delay. So make sure that you check that out, DR Hollywood Connections. And that is for castings in the area for TV and film. And if you'd like to be one of my reporters, I will like to train you and get you on the air with me. Maybe you've got a daughter or a son that would like to be a reporter and say, Dawn, I'm interested. You can also reach me and hear this number again after the show on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube, 727-871-7788. And I have beauty queen reporters as well. And it means they have an opportunity to represent their city, state, or country from all over the world. And then they get media to get into events like we were just at Comic-Con events. We were at just so many events and red carpet events. So that's something that I offer as well here on. And also, I think we're going to run, if we have that commercial for ice skating, and we're going to end with that. No, the Almerton Ice Arena, I want to thank them as well for if you want to go and cool off, especially now. And we'll be right back with that commercial. And the Himalaya Salt Cave, oh my gosh, we're going to end with those two commercials. It's over in Palm Harbor, and I want to thank Margaret over there. That's what got me through this as well, and just going to relax. And that's what you need to do. Take time out for you. And I'll see you next week with Dawn Reese, Miracle Story TV Network. And enjoy your week. God bless you, and bless somebody that comes into your life. Thank you.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TVSA Countryside. With 3 locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor, or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.